Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic may oppose Albania getting candidate status in the European Union. The head of the Czech grant agency, Petr Matějů, has resigned from office. And the Supreme Administrative Court has upheld the right of the state to establish and operate a DNA database of criminals. The Czech Republic may vote against Albania getting candidate status in the European Union over a drawn-out dispute between the Czech state-owned firm ČEZ and the Albanian state. The CTK news agency reports, citing well-informed sources in Brussels. The Czech Republic filed an international arbitration suit against Tirana after the Albanian authorities revoked ČEZ's license, seized its assets and forced it out of the country last year. ČEZ is seeking compensation for damage to its investment in the power distribution company ČEZ Shpendarje, which it modernized and expanded at the cost of 100 million euros. Talks between Prague and Tirana on the matter are currently deadlocked. The EC backed Albania's candidate status in the EU earlier this month, and a vote on the issue is expected in the course of the summer in all 28 member states. The head of the Czech grant agency, Petr Matějů, has resigned from office. Mr. Matějů, who held the post for 6 years, said he was resigning due to growing lobbyist pressure from various interest groups who were striving to gain control of the agency. He accused these lobbyists of being behind orchestrated smear campaigns which cast doubts on the transparency of the agency's policy of allocating grants for science and research projects. The Supreme Administrative Court has upheld the right of the state to establish and operate a DNA database of criminals. The court was dealing with a complaint made by the Office for the Protection of Private Data, which argued that the database violated people's right to privacy. The judge ruled that while such a database was undisputedly an invasion into people's privacy rights, offenders of serious crimes and people who had knowingly broken the law did not merit the same rights to privacy as the general public. The court ruled that the state must have the right to run a database which would serve public interest in helping the police uncover the perpetrators of serious crimes. The Labour Ministry has announced that the concept of social housing it is working on should be ready by September. The concept should clarify who would be eligible for social housing, who would be responsible for it, and who would cover the cost of building thousands of new flats for the needy. According to government data, there are 30,000 homeless people in the Czech Republic today, and over 100,000 are at risk of losing their homes. President Miloš Zeman is planning to call combined elections to the Senate and local elections on October 10th and 11th, the Czech news agency CTK reported on Monday. The president broke the news on a visit to the Liberec region. The term pertains to the first round of Senate elections. The second round traditionally takes place a week later. Parliament's upper chamber has 81 members in single-seat constituencies elected for a six-year term, with one-third renewed every even year in the autumn. The School Lunches for Children project, established in 2013 to help children from socially weaker groups of the population, is currently helping 370 primary school children whose parents cannot afford to pay for school lunches, Czech television reported. The fund to pay for children's lunches was established following a Czech TV report made at the initiative of school teachers, who pointed to the fact that some children did not lunch in the canteen or bring snacks to school, and their parents clearly had problems buying school necessities. According to statistics, a fifth of Czech children are affected by poverty. The health authorities have issued further warnings to the public with respect to the ongoing heat wave in Central Europe. Paramedics report a heightened number of emergency calls around the country, with hundreds of people reportedly collapsing from dehydration and heat exposure. People have been warned not to exert themselves in the heat and significantly increase their intake of liquids. Tuesday is expected to be a critical day, with temperatures hitting 36 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.